Last week, sheriff's deputies raided what they say is the biggest fentanyl mill they've ever seen in Onondaga County, arresting six people and stopping the sale of an estimated 6,000 bags of fentanyl-laced heroin. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the bust showcases how a drug that is often used for good has been co-opted into the illegal drug scene.
Anyone ever involved in a car accident or who's gone to the emergency room with a broken bone may have come in contact with fentanyl. The synthetic opioid is a prescription medication, according to William Eggleston, a pharmacist with the Upstate Poison Control Center.
It's available in IV intravenous formulations as well as patch formulations. It's used in the hospital very commonly for acute pain. People come in with fractures from car accidents. We'll use fentanyl to control their pain because it is such a strong drug.
The difference between fentanyl and morphine or heroin is that it's much stronger, 100 times more powerful than morphine, according to Eggleston. And while that's good for someone in severe pain, it can be deadly for an opioid addict using heroin laced with the substance.
They take what is the dose that normally gets them high, and all of a sudden they're unconscious and on the ground, not breathing, simply because they weren't aware that such a strong drug was mixed in there.
This isn't the first time fentanyl's been part of the illegal drug trade. In the 90s, it was popular in New York City, called Tango and Cash or China White. But it's been underground for about a decade now, resurfacing at a time when heroin addiction is reaching epidemic levels in central New York and across the country. The question is, where are the dealers getting it at a cost that makes it worth it? Onondaga County Sheriff's Department investigators say much of it comes from Mexico or China. What worries Eggleston about this is that the current iteration of fentanyl that's on the streets might not be the last.
Just like we see synthetic marijuana as kind of these different chemicals that are a lot stronger than regular marijuana, we're seeing synthetic fentanyls that are different than fentanyl. People are changing them, selling them as research chemicals, and they are even, you know, stronger than fentanyl itself.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.